Since 2011, the Chattanooga School of Language has been providing instruction in multiple languages in the Chattanooga region. This month, they're offering an 8-week language series for adults and children with the option of studying a variety of languages. I spoke with the school's founder, Laurie Stevens, about children and languages. Teaching languages to small children is a lot easier than teaching adults, and it also has a lot of developmental advantages beyond just the fact they learn a different language.
There are many studies that show the cognitive benefits of learning languages, especially with young children. There's studies that say language development at an early age improves math skills and improves test scores. So there's the cognitive development side of things and that benefit, but there's also a huge cultural benefit to learning another language and another culture at such an early age. And I think that so many countries around the world are already implementing different languages at such an early age. And that's a huge interest for many parents and schools in Chattanooga. And we're seeing that growth.
When you teach a language, you can't help but include the culture.
Exactly.
Because that's a part of the vocabulary. And in some cases, it is really influential when it comes to tense, verbiage, and actually communicating.
Mm-hmm.
How do you celebrate the cultural differences at the language school?
That's a great question. That's a huge part of what we do and our mission. Our mission is to create a more aware, educated, and inclusive community through the teaching of language and culture. And yeah, you can't have one without the other. That's what I believe. And that's what we've seen personally, and we as, you know, our team, so team of teachers and myself. Without language, you can't have culture, and without culture, you can't have language. They're tied together. So through our teaching, we use a lot of cultural aspects such as art, music, literature, sometimes dance or food. And so it provides that holistic approach to learning a language. We've seen great results from that.
I took Spanish when I was in school years and years ago. Like so many people do, there's a requirement for a language.
Right.
But if you don't use it, you tend to lose it. I mean, you might recognize a word or two if you turn on Spanish radio or something.
Mm-hmm.
How do you encourage the families, the children, the students to continue in their language?
We have different levels of proficiency and language development. So if they start with us in beginning level one, they can always continue to level two, intermediate, advanced. We offer right now some conversational classes as well, and we're working to implement more conversational group classes or just meetups, and that may be once a month, twice a month. We're kind of finalizing the details about that right now, but we want to offer a casual meetup opportunity for people who may not want to take an official class, but they have the language skills and they just want to use them because, like you said, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so we want to provide that opportunity for people to come, and maybe it's at a local restaurant or bar or coffee shop, and engage each other with, you know, all different levels and make it a fun experience. And I know that there are several clubs and groups around town that are already doing that, and so we want to celebrate those as well.
There's a big difference in a conversational language and reading the literature of a language.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely is the literature exactly as a conversation would be, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
When you incorporate both of these, does that seem difficult to your students?
Through our classes, we teach and we offer a combination of grammar and conversation because, yeah, there's the conversational part of a language and the everyday colloquialisms and all that. But then there's the more formal side of things too. You, like you said, the literature or the actual grammar of a language. And so it depends on why students come to us, because we have students who come and want private lessons because they're about to go out of the country on a personal trip just for fun. And so we'll give them a crash course in a language, and that would be a more everyday kind of greetings and survival, I guess, tips. And then there's also the student who comes to us who is studying Mandarin in college and really wants to excel in that language and maybe get a job in that field later in life. And so obviously the way we teach that language for that student is customized to meet their needs. While we offer certain terms of classes, like the one coming up in January, we also offer customized classes for people and businesses and organizations, whether it's cultural training or intense study of a language, then we can cater to their needs and interests.
When does your next term start?
It starts the week of January 13th.
And what courses or languages are available?
Now, these are our group classes, so 3 to 10 students. We like to keep a small classroom size. And we're offering Spanish, German, French, Mandarin, Japanese. Those are our group classes, but we offer 10 or more languages. It just depends on if you want private lessons or group classes.
When's the last possible date to register for the January 13th classes?
Usually a few days before.
Where are you located?
We are located in the Business Development Center, so 100 Cherokee Boulevard, downtown Chattanooga. We're suite 307.
And your phone number for contact?
423-802-2040, and you can check out our website on chattanoogalanguage.com. Because we've seen a rise in interest from parents and schools, we are offering a new set of kids' classes this January, and I'm super excited about the opportunity for growth here because I kind of sent out a survey, put my feelers out to see if parents would really be interested in this kind of thing, and especially among younger children. And there was a great response. And so, you know, with that interest, then I created classes for kids in Spanish, German, and French. And we're starting in kindergarten. And we'll offer those classes at our location in the Business Development Center in January. I just encourage parents to sign up and give their child the gift of language because it's something that you can't take from them and it'll last forever. And it's a great start in life. We will be offering American Sign Language classes at the Mountain Arts Community Center up on Signal Mountain. We will start the week of January 13th. It'll be Mondays from 4 to 5 will be elementary-aged kids, and then 6 to 7 will be adults. And there's also the opportunity to do a baby sign class. So if you have interest in that, please contact the Mountain Arts Community Center.
For more information on the Chattanooga School of Language, visit the web at chattanoogalanguage.com or call 423-802-2040. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.